Hello.
Hi, is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sean, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Sam.
Hey, did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure, I do.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm with the underwriting department over here. I just wanted to go over your file. I know you guys have been working with Hashem. Just trying to get together a final approval for you, and I just wanted to make sure we have something that makes sense for you guys.
Cool.
Now, Sean, are you the owner of the business over there?
Yes and no. Not on paper. It's my partner, Kashmir.
Okay. So
he's the one on paper legally.
Okay. All right. But you're.
I've been the one doing everything and all that.
Okay. All right. So I would assume it's okay to kind of, you know, go over some options with you. You have some decision making.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Of course.
Okay. Perfect. So I just want to kind of recap everything that I have here on the file, just to make sure we're on the same page.
Awesome.
You know, look. Looks like Hashem says you guys are looking for some working capital. You do have a current loan balance, and you're looking to, are you moving to a new location, or are you opening a second location?
Second location.
Oh, second location. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So he also has some notes in here that, you know, there's a few different uses for the funds. So I just wanted to get a clear picture of what we're looking for. What were you primarily looking to use the funds for?
Couple of things. The main thing was basically the location we're at to purchase some more inventory, do some marketing, and have some working capital on hand. But I told Hashem, I said, what would be enormously awesome is if we could use the money to expand. He goes, well, yeah, you can use it for whatever you want. I said, well, that doesn't make sense, whatever I want. He goes, well, whatever you do with the business.
Yeah.
I said, oh, cool. He goes, yeah, so if you want to expand or use it for inventory, could do all that, but when underwriting calls you, just tell them. I said, okay, cool.
Sure, okay. All right, now that makes sense. And now, do you have an idea of how much you're looking for?
Yes, but I don't think we'll qualify. I told him. He goes, well, tell me what you want. I said, I would love to have 100 to 120 that way I could open that second location. He said, well, I don't know if you qualify for that. I said, okay, well, let's see. If we do, great. If not, then, you know, that's the right thing.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, it looks like I had notes on here about $150,000, which, you know, kind of the main point I wanted to go over with you, because it looks like what's going to be available to you. I don't have an actual approval yet. I'm about a step away from it, but we're looking more along the lines of something around probably anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000. Now, if that's the case...
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We were able to do that, would I be able to use any of the, let's say, 75 to open a new location?
Yeah, absolutely. So it looks like
cool.
What I'm working with here, you guys have a current balance with Swift, right?
Yes.
Now, my notes say that it's about $40,000 on the balance. Is that correct?
No, it's 31, and say 32.
Oh, 32. Okay. All right. Yeah. That opens up a little bit of opportunity. Okay. All right. So if that's the case, now is that your number one priority to pay that balance off?
No.
Okay.
Not number one priority, but I would like to even pay some of it down, or if it makes sense, open a new location, make money, work hard as hell for the next year, and pay off everything from working rather than moving the money from one to the other.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'd rather use your money, honestly, to open a location to create more income rather than paying off a debt.
And that's the right way to approach this. These types of programs, usually, it's not the best for just straight paying off debt. You usually
want
to
have
any place where you're going to make a profit to make it worth the investment.
Right, that way you make money, pay back the bill, and be able to keep money.
Exactly that. And it sounds like you're pretty flexible on, you know, in amount and what you're going to put it toward. So it looks like one of the programs that we're working toward here, it looks like I'd probably be able to get you, like I said, between $50,000 and $75,000. It's not going to be a requirement that you pay off the Swift loan, but you are free to use that amount however you'd like. So if you want to pay a portion of it off, that is still in line with what we're working for here. Now
here's a question. Is it going to be, because I was telling Hashem, what I really care about is if it's going to be long-term and monthly or weekly.
Sure. Okay. So it looks like the programs that we're doing here, they're more of a short-term loan. So typically these guys, the top end is about 12 months. But looking at the file, there are a few limitations on the file here. So, I mean, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be pretty frank with you just because I think it's better that way. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So really, looking at on Cashmere's credit, because it is a factor that comes into play, we're looking at about a 621, so it's a below-average credit score. That is going to limit us a little bit. Now, on the bank accounts, I'm looking at the ending balances on the for each month. We are working with a somewhat narrow margin. So that's going to limit – that's what's capping the total amount that I'm able to get to you. But the credit is a limiting factor on the length of the term. So what I'm working for here is usually these terms go up to 12 months. It's going to be a little shorter than that. But my hope is I can get you probably, let's say I shoot for the 75. It will probably be something along 6 months with an option to renew and refinance it midway through at about 3 months. So we're going to be working off a shorter term to begin with. But the goal is to establish the relationship, get you guys in as an existing customer. So once you show that you're making the payments on time, we then open you up to refinancing options where we extend the term. Do you follow me with that?
Yes. And how is it, monthly pools or what is it?
So most likely because of the credit score, we're probably only going to qualify for a daily pool.
Okay. So we're not interested. Don't even go through with it.
Now, yeah. What's kind of the reasoning behind that? Walk me through that.
I just don't like them. That simple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you have an idea of how much you were looking for, like budget-wise, for a monthly output?
Yes and no. Let me answer a couple of things, Sam. I also don't like the 6 months because I'm not the kind of guy that would be like, oh, let's do it because it's great. I'd rather hold off and do what I'm doing rather than push myself in a corner for 6 months every day. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't make sense at all. It wouldn't benefit either of us.
So help me out here. As far as a monthly output goes, what do you have budgeted, and what would be a short end of the term that you'd be able to work with?
The term, I couldn't do less than 12 months. And then the monthly, it would reflect on what we use, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, depending on the amount.
Right. I couldn't say I want to pay $10,000 a month, but I only use $2,000, or I use $70 and say I want to pay $10,000, you know?
Sure. So, yeah, I guess I'm kind of working off the idea if we do $75.
Oh, okay. Off $75, let's say if, just hypothetically, on a 12-month base, let's say $7,500 to $8,000 a month on a 12-month.
$75,000 to $8,000 on a 12-month, okay. All right. And yeah, actually, the purpose of this phone call is, like I said, I want to make sure that we have something that makes sense for you guys.
Right.
My initial look at the file, like I said, because of those factors, we're looking at probably a shorter term. But I can go ahead, knowing what you're looking for, try to fit you into something as close as I can get to that. It's probably going to take me another day or so to do this, just because I think we're going to kind of slightly adjust the path that we're on here to get it in line with what you're looking for. So with that being said, I have an idea of what we're going for. It'll probably take me until tomorrow to get an answer. When would be a good time to get a hold of you tomorrow to go over probably some hard numbers at that point?
Anytime, Sam. This is my cell phone. If you call, I'll answer it. I start work at 10 a.m., so if you are able to call before 10, it would be awesome. If not, I mean, I'll answer as I can, because I actually work on the floor myself, too.
Okay.
Sales floor. So, yeah,
sure.
I actually do sales.
Oh, nice. I'm in pretty early. It's just going to depend on if I get the answer that early in
right.
the day. But as soon as I do, I'll reach out. I'll try to get a hold of you probably before 10 tomorrow.
Cool, and then if I don't answer, you're the 858 number, so I'll definitely call you as soon as I get it, because, I mean, obviously you know we want this, so, yeah.
Sure.
If we can get something.
Now, did you have a time frame on how soon you were looking to bring it on?
Right now.
Okay, perfect. So
yeah, if we can do it, I'll do it right now.
I got you. We're on the same page. All right. So yeah, you have my direct line. So I'll give you a call as soon as I have an answer tomorrow. If you're not able to answer, you can call me back directly, and we'll go through it.
You're the best. I'll be waiting for you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.